Brink, welcome.
Thanks, Gareth. Great to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you've written a book. Now, firstly, that's not an easy thing to do, huh?
Definitely not.
Is your first time writing a book? What is the experience like?
Yeah, it's been a tough journey, but I think the book has been partly a blessing for me to try and look at my life the past few years, even longer than that, and just to analyze my life and see what I've been doing and what's been good, what's been bad, and especially to try and see what's a plan for me and what where to go from here.
Well, let's give some background. You've love your sport, a real family man, and you love the Lord. And these kind of all come together have put it led you to the place now where you feel like you want to share your inspirational story with others. And so the birth of this book, The Race of Faith, came about.
Yes, exactly. It all started pretty much 2 years ago when I had a big change in my life, work-wise. And, you know, the book basically is about the journey I followed the last 2 years, out of which flowed my getting a calling to do the Ironman and taking a team of guys with me. So in 2010, so 7 of us took part. It was a miracle journey. We started with less than 6 months to go, and the Lord just took us through it, and we eventually all of us finished. And as a result of that, my wife Tanya once morning woke up with she'd had a dream in the night where the Lord told her that I have to write the book, what the name was to be, what the headings of the chapters would be, what the pictures inside would be. And so I started, but it took a long time to actually get something going because it's it's a big task.
Absolutely.
I've never done it before, and you're always unsure about what to write and what you've written, whether it's actually meaning anything. But it's been a very, very blessed journey for me, and I'd love to do it again.
Yeah, let's talk about Iron Man quickly, because that on its own, when we chat with the guys who do it, the mental, the emotional challenges, it's just a massive mountain to climb. We're not talking about a Herald or an Argus.
Yeah.
Those are challenges. We're talking about a 180-kilometer cycle, 42-kilometer run, 3.8-kilometer swim. I mean, this is just that alone is a story in its own.
It's ridiculous if you think about it. I mean, guys like Tim Noakes say that it's actually not possible for the human body to do that.
To do that.
It all depends on your mental attitude and your determination and your courage and things like that. So I think that's what makes this whole journey, the race of faith that we did, what made it such a miracle is that we started so late. When I got the calling, I had a team of guys in my mind that I thought would be able to do it. And eventually the 6 other guys that joined us were completely different to that. They were all unfit, big, fat, overweight guys.
And they did.
And as I said, with less than 6 months to go, it actually didn't make any sense. But eventually the journey we followed and the way that we trained together every day and the way that we ministered to each other and the way that we grew together. And eventually the actual Ironman day was, obviously one of the best days of my life.
And was your second Ironman this year?
Yes, I did 2011 as well now.
And now the real, even more amazing, is that you broke your arm 2 months before this year's Ironman?
Yeah.
And then you still did it. What were you thinking, Brink?
Gareth, at that stage, I was really having a bit of a battle with getting my book done and getting enough training done and getting my work sorted out. It's been a tough 2 years financially as well. And I was actually trying to figure out whether I should continue training or not. I thought I was meant to try and do quite well and try and qualify for world champs. And on that exact day, I actually prayed about it, and I had two of my friends, Rudy and Adia, who actually came to pray with me to decide where I should go. And that very evening, I was involved in a car accident where a car turned in front of me and I crashed and I flew right over him. And I stood up there I could immediately see that my wrist was broken. But it was actually a blessing because that gave me a chance to spend quite a few weeks riding really in depth and sitting down and spending a lot of time writing. And I obviously wasn't sure whether that meant that I was still meant to take part or not, but eventually a whole lot of things still happened that gave me the assurance that I still needed to go for it.
Yeah.
And eventually we had 13 people taking part in our team this year. And it was another great day. So looking back, it was another great blessing for me.
Yeah, but the pain of the arm, I'm thinking about the swimming and the cycling, must have been extremely
obviously
tough.
I couldn't train very well the 2 months leading up to Ironman. So I went into it pretty much cold turkey with the fitness that I had. And, looking back, I could also just see the hand of the Lord in it, where I actually did a very good swim and a very good cycle. And the one thing that I was actually able to train for, the running, was my worst on the day. So it was a very interesting race, but it was great.
And time? I mean, not that time was the issue.
My time was about 12 hours and 19.
That's very good.
Which was a lot longer than I wanted it to be, but also a lot better than it could have been. So I was very lucky, very happy.
So you've written this book now. When did you finish it?
Well, it's been a work in progress for the last year and a bit. I officially finished it on last week, Thursday, I think. So we had to rush. I actually set the launch date before the book was finished because I had to put some pressure on myself. And I did a lot of writing in the last few weeks.
You seem to thrive under that kind of situation.
I've got to force myself, otherwise I couldn't do it. But yeah, the book is still a work in progress. I've made some changes in the meantime, and you know, we'll do quite a few prints.
Yeah.
And hopefully my only hope and wish is that someone will be blessed by looking at my journey. It's a very personal story. It's a story of, obviously the Iron Man features a lot, but my whole journey the last 2 years and what's happened in my life and the way I've experienced, especially experienced God and the ups and downs and, you know, just those kind of things. It's all about that.
It's a real good news story. It'll pump you up and get you excited to keep going. Eh?
I hope so. Obviously, there's a lot of downs and a lot of disappointment, but also looking back, each of those actually turns out to be a great story and a great blessing. So I think that's the whole theme of the book.
Brink, and then you're doing a launch this week, Wednesday, out in Mount Pleasant.
That's right, yeah. 6:30 on Wednesday night at the Mount Pleasant Hall. And that's where we just want to sort of show people what it looks like and announce it and then see what happens from there.
Yeah, fantastic. And if anyone wants to attend or find more information, they need to contact you.
Please, yeah.
I see you've put up a blog as well, just giving people some information about the event as well.
Yeah, it's www.raceoffaith.wordpress.com. And yeah. On there, they could also find our contact details and a bit of background on the book as well.
Yeah, and your wife just being an amazing support, no doubt.
Oh, definitely. I mean, my family has been so great the last 2 years. And a lot of what I've done for them. My little boys and Tanya's support. Without that, you know, obviously we couldn't make it. So that's the whole book is also for them.
Just before we close, just those details of Tanya. If you want to attend on Wednesday evening, it's 084-247-3506. 084-247-3506. You can also email Tanya, TANIA, at mangenoeg.co.za, and that blog, raceoffaith.wordpress.com. And that's this Wednesday evening, 6:30 at the, which hall is that?
The Mount Pleasant Hall.
The Mount Pleasant Hall in Gladys Road, that's right, in Mount Pleasant. So that's fantastic. Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing your story. Just lastly, a quick word for anyone out there just having a terrible day and just, you know.
Ach, you know, our motto during the whole last 2 years was Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. And that's, we've experienced that firsthand. And for anyone who's, you know, who's lost hope or who doesn't think that they can do what they need to do, just looking back at that verse, I can guarantee you that that's true. So just look for it and find the strength from within.
Brink, thank you so much for your time and all the best with the book.
Thanks a lot.